as they are listed. So we'll take then House Bill 1274, which is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the operation of child welfare agencies and registered and unregistered family daycare homes. Representative Broderick, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chairman Whiting and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. When a complaint is filed against an individual for child abuse and neglect, those complaints will typically go to the law enforcement agencies or to the Department of Social Services. And after a complaint is received, the Child Protection Services part of the Department of Social Services does an extensive investigation of the complaint. And if the complaint is found to be true after this extensive process, then that the name of that individual will go on a central registry for child abuse and neglect. Is what House Bill 1274 will do. There's a provision in Section 1 that states no person whose name appears on the central registry for child abuse and neglect may be licensed to operate a child welfare agency, be registered to operate a family daycare home, or operate an unregistered family daycare home. That is what House Bill 1274 will do. It will protect the children in South Dakota from people who have been accused and convicted of child abuse and neglect. I hope that you will give this bill favorable consideration. There are people here from the Department of Social Services that will go into more detail on the investigation process of those individuals that have been accused, and that will give you some information, and I'll stand by for any questions that you might have. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Representative Broderick at this point? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1274? Further proponents? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Committee Chair and members of the committee. My name is Dan Sutton, State Senator from District 8, and I would just like to thank Representative Broderick for bringing these issues forward. I think that we have a unique opportunity here to help protect kids. I have a great interest in trying to do, as a legislator, the most we can to make sure that kids are in safe facilities and that we do what we can to ensure that we provide the vehicles here in Pierre to help that. And I think there will be a lot of testimony on this issue that will give you facts and figures of why this legislation is important. So with that, I just want to ask you for your support of 1274, and now I will turn it over to others who are experts in the field.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1274.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Regina Weisler, and I'm the administrator for the Office of Child Protection Services. I am here today to support House Bill 1274 because I believe it provides protection for children. The current statute prohibits any person convicted of child abuse or a sex offense from being licensed to operate a child welfare agency, from being registered to operate a family daycare home, or operate an unregistered family daycare home. House Bill 1274 adds individuals whose names appear on the Central Registry of Child Abuse and Neglect as another reason for prohibiting operation of these agencies or providing child care. I think it's important to understand how a name is placed on the Central Registry. With the Chair's permission, I have a handout to share with you that outlines that process.
Fine, thank you.
When a report of child abuse and neglect is made, it's either received by the Department of Social Services or law enforcement. Once the department receives that report, it's investigated. And the investigation includes such things as interviews with the children, interviews with the parents, medical information if there has been injury to the child, other witnesses who may have witnessed the abuse and neglect or have information, and anybody else, collateral contacts that could shed light on the situation. Once the investigation is completed, Child Protection Services determines whether or not the facts support the substantiation of abuse and neglect as defined in the statute. Substantiations are based on court findings involving actions against children, as well as the investigations by child protection and law enforcement. After CPS has made the determination that facts support the substantiation, the individual is notified of the decision and offered due process. The first step in due process is what we call an informal review by the Department of Social Services, where the individual comes in and meets with us and gives us their side of the story. At that time, management will make a decision of either to uphold the substantiation or to overturn it. If we overturn it, it is unsubstantiated and the case is closed. If it is substantiated, then the individual is notified that they may appeal that decision to the administrative hearing officer for another hearing, and they can continue to appeal the decisions through the circuit court and to the Supreme Court. If due process is waived, or if the final appeal results in a finding that upholds the original decision to substantiate child abuse and neglect, the individual's name is then placed on the central registry. If an individual seeking employment in a child care setting is screened at a later time and the substantiation is found, that individual again would be offered due process. It's important to note that currently individuals who apply to work or operate in a residential treatment facility, a group care center for minors, a child placement agency, registered family daycare, other forms of licensed child care, individuals who want to become foster parents and/or adoptive parents cannot do so if their name appears on the central registry for child abuse and neglect. All of the above examples are situations where adults are in a position of authority over children and whose primary responsibility is to provide a safe, stable, and nurturing environment for children. Currently, the group of individuals that can continue to provide child care, even though their name may appear on the central registry, would be unregulated providers. I believe that this is an important bill. I have two children who now require child care. I would not want an individual whose name appears on the central registry because of child abuse neglect taking care of my children. I don't believe that you would want that for your children, your grandchildren, or any child in this state, and I would appreciate your positive consideration of House Bill 1274. Thank you.
Just a question that I would have is that if indeed a person has gone through these due process options and has appealed to the state circuit court, and assuming the state circuit court has confirmed that there has been abuse or neglect, is that considered a conviction?
No, that is a substantiation, and that name goes on the central registry.
It's strictly for purposes of the registry.
Correct.
It's not a criminal conviction.
No.
Are there any other questions, witness? Senator Hinge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What would be the least serious thing, again, that could get you placed on the registry?
Well, in order for a substantiation to be upheld, it must meet the definition of abuse and neglect according to the statute. So you are talking about physical abuse, severe neglect, severe emotional maltreatment, sexual abuse, things that there may have not been a criminal conviction because of the evidence in the case. And perhaps it would be, I do have a copy of the statute, the abuse and neglect statute, if you would like to refer to that.
At some point, yes.
Senator Dugard, did you have a question?
I was just wondering, what is the standard of proof at the appeal level of the circuit court? Do you know, is it beyond a reasonable doubt, or is that even an issue? Is that anything discussed along that way?
In the civil side, which is what we primarily deal with child abuse neglect, in circuit court, in order for a case to be adjudicated, the evidence is clear and convincing.
Are there any further questions? Senator Herrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe if you could refresh my memory, can somebody be convicted of contributing to the abuse, neglect, or delinquency of a minor and be placed on the central registry?
You know, I'm not sure about that. It would be a criminal conviction, and I don't know that that would apply. I would have to...
Well, if I might, Mr. Chairman, it certainly has in the past. That's been my experience, but I didn't know if social services had changed their administrative rules.
I'd have to look into that.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1274? Any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Susan Randall. I'm an executive director of the South Dakota Coalition for Children. I'm here to urge your support of House Bill 1274 because the Coalition for Children believes that this provision could strengthen the protections for infants and young children that are in the care in family daycare homes. Children in family daycare homes are normally cared for by only one caregiver over long periods of time over the course of a day. The demands of this work are very stressful, and the children are vulnerable, obviously. It's really imperative that in these situations, South Dakota have the most stable and caring individuals providing such care. We believe that prohibiting individuals who are on the central registry for child abuse and neglect, given that they've had ample due process opportunities, and also given what I understand is that after 7 years, they may, if their life has turned around, they may request that their name be removed from the registry. So there are many opportunities for rehabilitation, if you will, and removal.
Was it after a certain period of time, did you say?
Is that correct, Virginia? Maybe Virginia can speak to that. I'll have her come back up and clarify that about getting removed.
I might just give a quick answer if there's...
After 7 years, an individual can come to the department and request that their case, and that is for substantiated only. It does not apply for criminal convictions or adjudication of abuse and neglect.
So given those opportunities, we believe that this measure, 1274, is a prudent one in ensuring quality in unregistered family daycare homes. That's really where this is going to apply. This is what you're really changing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any questions from Ms. Randall? Any questions? Now, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1274? Any further proponents? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1274? Any opponents? There being none, we will cease testimony and revert to committee discussion and no motion.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, before we...
Senator Berg.
Formally close, have the department come back up. I had a question I meant to ask, and I'm sorry.
If you would, please.
Could maybe articulate for us why, after going through all these lengthy steps and developing this kind of a record, you wouldn't proceed for a criminal prosecution? Why not go through the traditional court process and at that point get the conviction?
Those cases can be presented to the state's attorney and their determination of whether or not they feel that there is enough to seek a criminal conviction. And that's at the discretion of the state's attorney.
Mr. Chairman, if I could. About how many times after this, when you substantiate, do you refer it for prosecution? Do you always refer it? Or?
Not always, no.
And why not?
Because it doesn't meet the level of a criminal conviction. And we discuss those with the state's attorney and make that decision together if there's criminal evidence with law enforcement.
So do I understand that there's a lower burden of proof?
Clear and convincing.
Clear and convincing, yes. Senator Herrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you give us an idea as to how many names are on the Central Registry right now?
I do not know, Senator Herrick.
Give a guess. Are we looking at 50 or are we looking at 2,000?
Off the top of my head, I might say 5,000.
5,000. 5,000, Mr. Chairman, if I might. And out of that 5,000, how many of those names were placed on the registry by the department through the substantiation process that didn't, in fact, go to circuit court for a conviction?
Prior to the change in the central registry process, which I believe was maybe 1991 or 1993, if the name was substantiated, it went on the central registry without the due process. The change back in 91 or 93 brought due process into the equation. For those individuals whose name was placed on the central registry prior to that time period and who were not afforded due process, if they apply for child care or employment or to become a foster parent, they fill out the screening form, it's submitted to us, and we screen. And if we find their name on the central registry, then they're offered due process at that time.
Thank you. One more question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
So there are lots of names on that registry that of people who were not afforded due process, and those names continue to be on there unless they take the initiative, number one, unless they understand that they can challenge their name being on that registry, and number two, unless they've gone ahead and done that. Is that true?
That's true.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Then, if not, we'll once again revert to committee discussion and motion. Do I have discussion or a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suspect that there's probably some here who may have some heartburn with this particular bill. And the fact that now we can go to the central registry, but I would assure the members of this committee that there are a number of instances, and I have seen some of those instances myself, where I certainly wouldn't want some of these people who have not been charged with anything, who I would not want taking care of my children or my children's children. And unfortunately, those circumstances happen more than we realize in this state. And, the central registry is just, basically it's saying that maybe in certain instances where social services has investigated a family, and I can tell you, I went into a home one time in my district that was absolutely deplorable. I had to call the sheriff and I had to call the Department of Social Services to have the children removed from that home. But yet, that same mother could work in a child care facility, and I would not want that mother working in a child care facility. And I think there's a lot of things, and I don't think that if it isn't substantiated, I really don't believe that it goes on the registry, and I'll tell you why. It was like pulling alligator teeth to get social services out there to do something with those poor children. So, with that in mind, I don't think that social services just indiscriminately puts a lot of people on this registry because they want to. I think social services many times goes way beyond what is necessary to keep those families together and not to substantiate these things. But on the other hand, I've seen some real horror stories out there, and I would agree with the philosophy behind this particular bill. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I would move passage of House Bill 1274.
We have a due pass motion. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Is there discussion?
Mr. Dugan. I know we've closed from questioning, but may I ask a question?
Certainly may.
Regina, what is, maybe in the last year, the number of reports you've received versus the number that were subsequently substantiated. Could you give a sense of that?
I believe, without having the figures in front of me, that we probably received over 9,000 reports that were assigned. And out of those, probably about 3,500 to maybe 3,800 were substantiated.
Is there any further discussion? If there is none, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Nangy?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
5 VAs, 1 NAY, 1 excuse.
House Bill 1274 goes out with a due pass recommendation.